So connectivity on the landscape can also be restored by just simply bringing back habitat, restoring habitat. And there are many different types of habitat restoration. Here we're just going to talk about reforestation and other, replanting of habitat. So it could be mangroves or other prairies or other types of habitat. Right now I'll just talk about reforestation, which is sort of actively planting, versus regeneration, natural regeneration, which is basically just fencing off an area and letting the natural vegetation come back on its own. Now, we'll talk about the pros and cons of each one a bit. So reforestation, of course, can be tricky, particularly in heavily deforested landscapes where it can be hard to find sources of seed for native species. If a lot of the forest has been cleared, you may have to go quite far away to find seed trees that can provide the source. And those may not be any more adapted to the local conditions. So you have to worry about where you're going to get seeds, where you're going to get seedlings. It takes a long time to grow seedlings to be ready to plant out. It also is costly to establish nurseries. It takes know-how and training. You have to use labor to prepare the site. Usually that involves either burning, herbiciding, hopefully not, but sometimes, or, clearing the sites to prepare it for replanting. Oftentimes, reforested areas have very low survival, and this is especially true in seasonally dry habitats. If there's no irrigation available, those little trees often don't make it out in open areas if there are droughts or dry seasons. Oftentimes these areas that are being restored are near livestock growing areas, and if fences aren't put around those baby trees to keep the cattle out, they can just get trampled or eaten. So reforestation can be prohibitively expensive. It takes a lot of money and time to do it. That said, it does provide the best biodiversity benefits if it's successful, because you can select species that attract wildlife. The desirable species are put in right away, and so you can regenerate a forest that has some semblance to the original community relatively quickly. Habitat regeneration, on the other hand, it's much, much cheaper. You basically just fence off an area. You got to pay for the fencing and then let the vegetation recover within it. However, it can be really slow because you can have competition with weeds. If you don't do a lot of investment in site preparation, those the new species that are coming in through seed rain are going to have to compete with whatever weedy vegetation is there. So you can have slow or even no return of desired species. And this is especially true if natural seed sources are far away or if it's unlikely that animals are coming into that area to disperse seeds. So some people combine regeneration with what's known as assisted regeneration, and this is doing basically the enrichment planting of an area that you want to regenerate with certain tree species that are going to attract, birds and other animals that are likely to disperse seeds into the area and speed that return of desired species. In general, regeneration, as I said, is a slower process, but it's much less costly. It tends to have slower biodiversity benefits. It takes a little while to bring back the species you want to see in a restored forest.